This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 713-572-4610. The Mills Cram Session continuing across the country. Cliff Notes are a valuable cram. We'll get into that in a sec. Ray Liotta has passed away, I guess in his sleep. Maybe no sickness, but pour one out for Ray Liotta. Goodfellas, my God, what a movie. Jack, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
What a movie? Goodfella? I thought you were a sports announcer.
What does that mean?
Well, what was one of the three best sports movies ever made?
Remember the Titans?
Negative. It starred Kevin Costner.
Oh, Bull Durham.
It took place in a cornfield in Iowa.
Jack, that's one of the worst movies ever. Let's not tarnish Ray Liotta's legacy by bringing up Field of Dreams. I'm trying to honor the man right now, and you're bringing up the most over-romanticized, worst sports movie of all time, Field of Dreams.
Oh, my goodness.
Walking out of a cornfield. That was a low point of his career. That was the Hakeem Olajuwon in the Raptors uniform moment of Ray Liotta's career, playing in that stinky movie.
Okay, so I don't agree with Landry on that. I loved Field of Dreams. Loved it. But Ray Liotta...
Well, you and about 60 million other people.
Yes, I agree. But Ray Liotta is Goodfellas, man. I mean, that's the first movie that comes to mind for most people, I would have to believe. And by the way,
should we build a baseball field and get rid of our life savings?
And by the way,
Hey, Shoeless Joe.
Since we work in sports, we can only watch sports movies?
No, but you are certainly more well-versed.
Field of Dreams is not a sports movie either. Field of Dreams is not a sports movie either. Let's be honest.
Well, that's the background.
It's a bunch of rambling in a farm. Let's be honest. And over-romanticizing. Field of Dreams is terrible. Let's be honest.
No, I liked it.
No, you didn't.
Okay, I'm lying.
You don't like it. Watch it now.
You got me.
Watch it now.
It's a big lie.
It's a bad movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a bad movie.
It's a great movie.
Jack, appreciate you.
But you think Ray Liotta.
Come on.
It's Goodfellas.
I mean, I was trying to give the man some respect, and we're bringing up him walking out in a cornfield in a baseball uniform. I mean, come on, man. What are we doing here? Goodness gracious. Field of Dreams. Come on, man.
Oh, man.
Rake. Movie stinks. It's not a top 30 baseball movie of all time.
There's, you know, Ray Liotta, he was so good in that movie, in Goodfellas.
Okay, I thought you were saying Field of Dreams.
But every time I think of it, I think of one scene when the neighbor was roughing up his girlfriend. Dude, he beat the ever-living out of that cat.
You want
some? Huh? Oh.
Hey.
Ouch. Oh. Ow.
That's the scene you picked. Ow.
If you touch her again, you're dead.
Because
that's an interesting pick by you, John. That's the scene you think of on Goodfellas.
Is that wrong?
Is it a bad scene?
No, because then he took the gun and said, "Hide this." Because he said, "Hide this." And she goes, "I gotta admit, it turned me on."
That woman was crazy. That whole marriage was bad. Kind of like Field of Dreams. Goodness gracious. League of Their Own, Sandlot, Bull Durham, 8 Men Out, Major League 1 and 2, original Bad News Bears.
There you go.
The new Bad News Bears.
There you go. Field of Dreams, baby.
Trash. It's not the greatest movie.
By the way, I know we have other things to get to, but 97 percentile the first day that people on Rotten Tomatoes have seen Top Gun. Apparently, it's off the charts good.
That's what the security guy was telling me.
Off the charts good.
I haven't seen the first one, so I would have to figure that out.
You got to see it.
It's hard to watch.
Watch the first one, then watch this one.
It's hard to watch Tom Cruise for me. But the guy downstairs, the new security guy, was selling me on it, and I respected his passion. I respect the passion of Top Gun. I can get that. Can't get down with Field of Dreams. My goodness. I mean, good God. If you build it, they will come. Are you kidding me? You got to have some sort of like real.
That's really one of your worst opinions.
It's terrible.
It's awesome.
It's just not a good
movie.
It's
a great movie. I wouldn't put it in my top three.
It's like one of those things where someone told you it was great and then you just kind of passed it down. But
except
sit down
it's
and
not.
Watch Field of Dreams. It's
except
terrible.
That's not what happened.
Such a bad movie.
Not even close.
Such a bad movie. The off-season evaluation of Davis Mills continues. Here was the Athletic football show talking about the difference between another second-year quarterback, Zach Wilson, and Davis Mills.
Another good understanding of what's being run. He's got a lot, really nice polished mechanics and polished footwork and all that. I'd say solid arm strength. I'd say solid. I wouldn't say good, great, but solid. He can make the throws. He can do what he has to do. He has a pro-level arm and pro-level accuracy. Like, everything about him, he's pro-size. Like, I get it. I think that's what I liked about him. He really understands what's being run. And to see that a rookie quarterback, every snap and understanding coverages and everything, it's him and Zach Wilson could be any more opposite. What they can do, like the ceiling of it, but how they understand what they are. And that's kind of how I could compare Davis Mills there.
All right, so he's saying that he's the opposite of Zach Wilson, which might not be the worst thing. The ceiling of Zach Wilson is high, but he makes a lot of mistakes. He doesn't play it safe. And the biggest criticism we've heard from Davis Mills is a lot of times he plays it too safe, doesn't force it. Maybe both of those guys got to find that middle ground, but I thought it was a good comparison. Although because of what I think of Zach Wilson, I would rather be in the situation with Davis Mills that the Texans are in, where you invested a third-round pick in the guy, no harm, no foul, and you didn't invest a number two pick in Zach Wilson. Now, I've heard opposite ends of this. I heard Chris Collinsworth the other day say that he could see the Jets making a Cincinnati Bengals-like leap, where the Jets go from, you know, not like Cincinnati did, not very good, to a second-year quarterback elevating his play and the team around him getting better and then making a playoff run. I've heard Chris Collinsworth say that. I'm not a Zach Wilson believer, and I'm glad the Texans aren't in the situation because of how I feel about Zach Wilson, where they invested a second number two overall pick in Davis Mills like the Jets have with Zach Wilson. But we'll see what happens. I could be eating a lot of crow when it comes to Zach Wilson.
I think it comes down to, are you looking at this from the organization's perspective or a fan's perspective? And I think there's a distinct difference. From the organization's perspective, you're in a better spot with Davis Mills because he was a third rounder. You didn't invest, you know, something that you didn't invest the moon in him. And you've got a guy that's pretty polished already, almost, you know, almost in terms of like just technique and the way he plays and his style and his decision making, almost a finished product. Now, hopefully he gets better, but almost like the finished product in terms of a NFL quarterback. That's from the organizational perspective. From a fan's perspective, I would rather have Zach Wilson.
You would?
As a fan.
Why?
Because.
What if he's not good?
Well, of course. You can say that about anybody. But I'm just saying from what you've seen so far. Like from what you see from Davis Mills, you don't see a huge upside. You see a good quarterback that maybe can get good enough to take you places. But as a fan, that's from the organization. You want that. Third rounder, man, we found some gold here, you know?
But doesn't where he was selected matter? Like if. In the big scheme of things, it's just going to be like whether he's good or not, whether there's upside. Like if I'm just looking for a quarterback to hold down the fort, I think you can make a case that maybe Davis Mills might be better with more around him than Zach Wilson. Like I don't think I would want to be in a situation where the Texans drafted Zach Wilson number two, regardless of the upside, because I think there's a lot of downside too as well. And that's a tough spot to be in when you're giving up a number two pick and you find yourself in limbo wondering whether this guy's going to be the guy. I wouldn't want to be in that business. I wouldn't mind being in the Trevor Lawrence business. But the Zach Wilson business, I don't think I wouldn't be able to sell myself on that. Because I think they're going to be looking for a quarterback in the next couple of years.
They could. But what I was going to say is this. Yes, from a fan's perspective, you see big arm. You see, you know, somebody who takes maybe a few more daring plays, whereas, you know, they were calling Davis Mills, you know, Captain Checkdown, all that stuff. You see a little more mobility. As a fan, I would sign me up for that, especially for a bad team. From the organizational's perspective, I'm good with Davis Mills. Find out just how good he can get, and then you make your decision.
Yeah, and you're not handcuffed, because the problem that you have if you're the Jets, unless Zach Wilson does go Joey Burrow, like Chris Collinsworth put out there, is if Zach Wilson's just ho-hum, and let's say Zach Wilson is in the bottom third of quarterbacks in the league next year. Like, let's say that the quarterback rankings are Zach Wilson's 23 and Davis Mills is 24, whatever. You're going to move on from Davis Mills, but there's going to be discussions with the Jets where, because you did select him number two overall, you're trying to convince yourself. So unless Zach Wilson just elevates himself up and, you know, he shows promise, it's an awkward situation if in year two he doesn't just completely rake and make you feel good about him, because you see guys sometimes hold on to quarterbacks too long.
But you, even though we don't expect it, you can say the same thing about Trevor Lawrence.
I wouldn't, but you could.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's the same though. Like
No, and that's your opinion, and that's fine. I'm just saying, like, upside potential, you know?
Yeah.
That, as a fan, I'm talking about a fan. I'm like, sign me up. I want a guy that can make those, you know, enormous plays. That's what I'm saying. But clearly the Texans are in a good spot with Davis Mills because of where they got him.
Yeah, it's not, I don't want to call it house money, but it just does seem like the draft stock, where he was drafted, there's so many different ways in which it comes into play, whether it's the optimism because you compare him to Zach Wilson and Lawrence in their rookie years, whether it's the fact that, you know, you kind of feel like you're playing with house money and he's just holding down the fort and anything is icing. You're either going to get a franchise quarterback next year or you're going to have a pleasant surprise in Davis Mills. The draft, when someone is drafted, definitely comes into play. Here's the Athletic Football Show talking about the long-term expectations for Davis Mills and whether or not he could be more than, you know, just a two-year stopgap.
Do you think he could be a long-term starter in the league? Do you think this could work out for the Texans? Do you think it's more than like pie in the sky dream?
It's a little pie in the sky, but I think there's more glimpses than I was expecting. More, I was like, okay, that was real. He had an inside fade against the 49ers. That was beautiful and doing it on time. And I was like, okay, that's very real. I'd say the negative with him sometimes is that he's a bit of a check down Charlie. You're on a crap team. I get it. You're a rookie starter, but, you know, squeeze it in there. You can hit the high on the high low. Like, he would go to the low a little too much for my liking. So I would think this next year, I want to see him drive the ball and take more chances. And they anointed him the starter this year. So I think he should have the confidence to be able to do that. Put it this way, going into the year, I would have put it at 1% that I see this guy as like, okay, yeah, I can see this guy being a good starter. Now it's a little more than that. Now it's, you know, 10 to 20%. I'm just making up numbers, but a lot more. I see more glimpses. I see the argument for it. Even if I don't, there's still some stuff maybe not there for me yet.
All right, 10 to 20%. That's a decent percent. There's a lot of cramming going on with Davis Mills right now. Guys are doing some catching up, and they're basically going from, you know, week whatever, three when he was the starter, all the way to the end of the season, the final game of the year, and they're doing the cramming when it comes to Davis Mills.
And I think, ultimately, when you get good, whenever that is, 2-3 years or whenever, you don't want a Davis Mills at this level. You know, he talked about driving the ball. That's what Clinton was talking about.
He's going to have to get better for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Some of the things that are there, there's no wow factor. And that sometimes that's, okay, what is a wow factor? But, you know, I think with certain quarterbacks, you see what they're capable of at the highest end.
At the highest end. You mean like when games are, what do you mean at the highest end? Like down the field?
Like, or plays that they can make that a very small percentage of quarterbacks can make. Is Davis Mills in that class?
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Coming up, the quarterback who used to play here, he is blowing people away in Cleveland. Should we be surprised? Next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Texans getting some work in. Davis Mills getting evaluated. Cram session, cliff notes, all that type of stuff. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, Deshaun Watson getting a lot of praise. He interrupted a press conference yesterday to give Anthony Walker a $50,000 Rolex. You have players talking about how fun the trip to the Bahamas was.
They even got some work in.
Media types are foaming at the mouth. And Deshaun Watson is the toast of Cleveland, which, quite frankly, he should be. When Deshaun Watson's on the football field, and none of these Browns players, they just want to win games. They know what we knew for half a decade. The dude's a baller when he's on the field. When you see him on the practice field, when you see him on Sundays, it's worth gushing over. But you in the pre-show were just making a note of all the stuff that is being said about Deshaun Watson and just how much Cleveland football players, et cetera, media types have kind of gushed over the former Texans quarterback.
Well, that's the difference. I'm with you. I knew the players were going to, you know, have his back or not say anything or avoid the topic and all that. We knew that because the guy can play. All right. But it's like some of these observers, some of the beat writers, clearly the fans, just absolutely gushing. I mean, gushing about what they're seeing in Deshaun Watson. And you say it was expected. It's expected in the locker room. Outside, there's always going to be, you know, conflicting opinions on, you know, should I be happy right now? You know, but once they saw him, it all changed. Once they saw him, you know, all the off-field stuff, they're just buying in completely. I mean, and I actually separate, like, the given Walker the Rolex and his photo op and video op with the military that he had after practice, what he spent, he was hugging, you know, a bunch of the military, and he was posing for pictures.
He's always done that
with Marine. I understand that.
That I will say, he's always been pretty good at that.
Well, he hadn't gifted Rolexes to players in front of cameras.
Hadn't done that.
So I'm saying that a lot of this is pretty, you know, planned and contrived. What I'm talking about is just like, oh man, it just feels awkward. Yeah, a little bit awkward for as a Texans fan, because he's been out of sight, out of mind. And a lot of people that we've had call us and text us, let him go. You know, Davis Mills, he's our guy. Man, once you see Deshaun and they're seeing it in Cleveland, it changes everything. There ain't never been anybody like Deshaun there.
I mean, it will be interesting watching Deshaun Watson with the Browns. It'll definitely be interesting. I do wonder, and I heard Seth Payne bring this up when he was talking to Wade Smith. I do wonder how much this is going to factor in. Seth said, and Wade kind of agreed, that there's a certain, like, chip that Baker Mayfield played with to where he was just trying to seek out criticism that might have led to his peak and also lead to his low point, to where the criticism might have fueled him in college and early on in his pro career, specifically on social media. And then eventually it led to the downfall, where after every game he's worried about what a media type said, or he's worried about what someone said on Instagram. And I do wonder, like, what that's going to be like for Deshaun Watson. Because I don't know how much Deshaun Watson fed off of the love. Because I think Baker Mayfield fed off of the hate. But Deshaun Watson was one of the most beloved athletes in the entire country. And I'm not saying you shouldn't love him. I'm just saying the reality is there's a portion of people, fair or not, that feel a certain type of way about Deshaun Watson. And there's stuff that he's going to come across now that you couldn't have imagined him coming across early on in his career, and really from high school all the way to the first few years in the NFL. So while Baker Mayfield fed off of that hate and it made him reach his peak and reach his high points as an athlete, it contributed to his low point as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if Deshaun Watson is going to, how he's going to react to the different stuff, the different things that he's having to hear, the different questions that he's having to ask, the different stuff that's popping up in his mentions, the different expectations, the different tone in which he's naturally going to be covered by a lot of media types who in the past were maybe somewhat pandering and willing to make him a victim of the Texans front office. And he was, and I understand why he wanted to be traded. But they were more willing to kind of defend Deshaun Watson, even when he would play bad or disappear like he did against Kansas City a few years ago. Now they're going to be willing to criticize Deshaun Watson. And I don't know how much that love that he got, how much it fueled him, how he reacted to it, but it's going to be different. And I wonder if, like, in a strange way, the old Browns quarterback and what was the good and bad of him on social media, if it's going to impact Deshaun Watson as well. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know how we could even measure that. It could be a situation where he struggles and then, you know, you're just kind of reaching saying that, but it has got to be weird for him when he opens up the smartphone and scrolls through.
The thing about it that strikes me though is clearly we're in the infantile stages of the 2022 season, like literally the very, very first days, and nothing seems to be bothering him. And keep in mind, I spent far too much time looking at some of the videos of his throws and stuff. He threw one on the sideline that the window was the size of your hand, and it hit the guy just perfect. And I'm like, dude, this guy is just nothing is affecting him, his game right now, nothing. And what's interesting is there's more noise around him perhaps than there will ever be in the 2022 season. Let me finish. Because right now is the HBO stuff. Right now is the civil trial still going on. Right now, Rusty Harden and Tony Busby are still, you know, fighting back and forth. Right now it's the off season. He's a talking point. Whereas what your example was, when he struggles, how are they going to react? Yeah, there might be some.
No, my question is, how's he going to react no matter what? Like, right. Like not getting the love, because he's not as loved now as he was before. I don't think it has anything to do with struggles or not. Now, I did talk.
But you
about
see my point. Like right now, there is more intense. Right now, there is more noise than he will experience at any point during the regular season, unless something else happens.
I mean, I think the more success he has, the more of that HBO type of stuff's going to happen, though. I don't think people are just going, oh, look at this guy. He's a pretty good ball player. Let's stay away
from
it.
No, there will. I'm not saying there's not going to be any. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, this is the apex right here. You know, there's no suspension yet. Like, there are so many things that are probably just blowing through his head right now, and he is early on, I have to qualify it, balling.
You can balling. Damn, that must have been some nice highlights though.
You got to look at them. They were pretty damn impressive.
The other thing though is, like, yeah, he maybe it's less, but don't you think? I don't think it's a coincidence that Deshaun Watson signs the contract and then all of a sudden they're doing an HBO special and the contract is what prefaces it. So, or like what starts the mm-hmm. coverage. So, like, the more success he has, it seems like maybe there's going to be more negative stuff.
Maybe. I mean, he was going to get that contract no matter what. And I think HBO and some other outlets were going to do something around this time, no matter what, too. It's hard to say.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Davis Mills getting evaluated. Deshaun Watson, the toast of the town in Cleveland. Coming up, will they or won't they? Let's take a look at teams potentially in the quarterback market after the season. It might be like a Black Friday sale, at least before they did everything online. It might be very crowded is my point. We'll break it down next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, yes or no? Let's just go through teams potentially being in the quarterback market next year. Texans, Davis Mills, it's a big year. I would say most people that you talk to believe that Mills will not be the guy next year and the Texans will be looking for a quarterback. But there are some reasons for optimism. But let's look at what company the Texans may or may not have next year if they're in that market. I'll just throw the team out there. You say
rapid
yes,
fire.
Yes or no. Will they be looking for a quarterback next year? Jacksonville.
No.
Buffalo.
No.
Patriots.
No.
Bengals.
No.
Browns.
No.
Steelers.
No.
Ravens.
No.
Chiefs.
No.
Chargers.
No.
Raiders.
No.
Broncos.
No.
Cowboys.
No.
Packers.
No.
Vikings.
Maybe, but not a first round pick.
San Francisco.
No.
Rams.
No.
Titans.
Yes.
Colts.
Yes.
Miami. Mm. You like Tua, don't you?
I like Tua.
Why?
He's good.
At what?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Jets. You love Zach Wilson.
Love is a little strong. I'm no Brandon Scott.
Brandon Scott likes Zach Wilson. I don't know what the deal was.
I'll say maybe on the Jets.
D. Scott's concerning me. Between the caffeine intake and the Josh, Zach Wilson thing, I'm
happy birthday
about
to his
B.
daughter,
Scott.
Though. That was a lovely picture.
B. Scott's daughter turned 12.
Yeah.
He's got a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. Did not...
Lovely, lovely child.
I know that, man. He was shooting his shots early.
Mm-hmm, so to speak.
Washington football team.
Yes.
Philadelphia. That's tough.
Maybe.
I could see Philadelphia having a surprising year for the second straight year. I know that 9-7,
I looked it up,
were,
by the way,
was misleading.
Jalen Hurts is number 9 on MVP odds right now.
Okay.
That's crazy.
I mean, they added A.J. Brown. They led the league in rushing last year. Hurts was good. The division is not really good. The NFC East. The Giants have Daniel Jones. The Washington football team has Carson Wentz. The Dallas Cowboys have Mike McCarthy.
9?
I mean,
I guess. They know more than I do when it comes to the odds.
By the way, did Nick Sirianni ever get any, like, apologies for... You know, the criticism over him being hired. I kind of thought he did a really good job last year. The New York Giants.
Yes.
The Saints.
Yes.
The Falcons.
Yes. We have to see about Ritter.
Yeah. Ritter's kind of like another Davis Mills, although I don't think Marcus Mariota's to Rod Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I could see a scenario. I could see Marcus Mariota not necessarily being Ryan Tannehill 2.0, but much like Tannehill did with Arthur Smith, where he kind of found some life and some juice, I could see Arthur Smith out maximizing what Mariota can bring. So I'll say Atlanta maybe. Panthers.
What's Baker Mayfield going to do?
You think that's where he goes?
Either there or Seattle.
Seattle. So Panthers or Seattle, whichever one trades for Baker Mayfield,
yes.
The other, yes.
Yes. Okay.
Tampa Bay. How long is Tom Brady going to hold them hostage?
I think yes. I think they absolutely are going to be looking at a quarterback next year. 300 what? 350?
He's finally going to retire?
Yes.
Yeah. You're that positive about Tom Brady retirement?
This time I really mean it. I'm serious. Dude, Fox has that contract dangling out there. They've announced it. He already retired once. He's probably going to have a meh year, if I had to guess.
I've been saying that for 10 years.
Yeah.
Bears with Justin Fields.
I'm going to say, I'm not going to say maybe. I'm going to say no.
Lions.
No.
No? What are they going to do? Go with Jared Goff?
I'm questioning myself on this one. I'll say maybe on that one.
Arizona with Kyler Murray.
No. Now, you think he might be traded.
No, I just could see him being traded. I don't. He wants a contract. I don't know that they're going to give him the contract that he wants.
I'm going to say no. I think they're going to buckle.
And then we mentioned Seattle. So there we go. So little less than half the teams in the NFL
on the
market. So 10
solid yeses.
Yes.
And then some maybes and some nos mixed in with that bottom half that you put out there.
Now let's do this a different way. Let's look at the teams that were yeses or maybes, and you tell me if you would trade Davis Mills for what they got, the options that they got at quarterback.
Love these games.
I think this is even more interesting. I think this is an interesting case study. So we have about 16 teams that are yeses or maybes. And let's go through their quarterback situation. You tell me if you would trade Davis Mills for that guy.
Okay, so the first.
this is the situation. The Jets. Now, when we do this, do we want to pretend that the Texans use the number two pick, or do we just want to talk?
No, you're talking about just trading them.
Just the quarterback.
You're just trading them.
You're trading Davis Mills straight up for this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's different.
Yeah.
Because
it's just an NFL trade.
Yeah. I would not have wanted to use the number two overall pick on Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask me, would I trade Davis Mills for Zach Wilson? The answer would be yes.
Shocking.
Because of the ceiling.
Okay. See, now you're coming around.
Because
you're coming around.
I don't think he's going to reach the ceiling, but because of the ceiling, I would do it.
Me too.
So you would trade him for the Jets.
Absolutely.
Would you trade Davis Mills for Ryan Tannehill or Malik Willis?
Malik Willis, yes.
Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
You would trade Davis Mills for Malik Willis?
Yes.
What the hell is wrong with you?
The ability to make...
I know you don't like Mills that much, but you would trade him for Malik Willis.
I like Mills. I'm on the record. I like Mills. I'm also on the record. I got to find out more. I think there is a
Malik Willis.
There's just a bucket of talent there.
Boy, Mills Mafia is coming.
By the way,
Mills Mafia is going to come for you harder than
they did
Clint
Sterner.
They're
round picks, right?
Harder than they did Clint Sterner.
There you go, Figgy.
They're
both third round picks.
Who's more talented?
What?
Mills or Willis?
I don't know.
You do. You just don't want to say it.
No. I feel like sometimes we just like talent has turned into like, is he more athletic? Like, is this guy more athletic?
Well, he's got a bigger arm, too.
I mean, he can throw it further. I don't. Like, yeah. Is there a different way to say, like, how accurate is
Malik
Willis?
I meant talent, like all talent. I wasn't race carding myself.
I wouldn't trade Davis Mills for Malik Willis.
Figgy?
For Malik Willis?
Yeah.
I stick with Mills,
Thank
man.
Thank you.
Guys are nuts. You guys are nuts.
Man, you are going to get... bombarded by Mills Mafia. Worse than
yeah, I've never
Angry
been bombarded
Andy about to
before.
Call in a minute. No.
Where is Andy? Whatever happened to Andy? I heard he was on the morning show.
He was on Clint Sterner in the show.
Oh, he was on the afternoon show.
In, yeah.
Bring it, Andy.
By the way, speaking of Clint in the show,
mm-hmm.
we got to talk to them in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
They got a new nickname.
They do?
Yeah.
And it is?
The Rag Show.
The Rag Show?
The Rag Show.
I don't understand.
I'll explain at 1:45. Okay. But Clinton Show, and anyone that works in any setting can relate to this. From this point forward, Clint Sterner and Ron the Show Hughley are known as the Rag Show.
I don't even know what it means.
You will in an hour. Promise you.
Malik Willis for Davis Mills, straight.
You're on crack.
Up. You guys are.
You're on crack. Would you trade Davis Mills for... Matt Ryan.
Yes.
He's old.
You're just saying, like, just quarterback for
no,
quarterback.
No, I'm talking about to try to have,
You're
like, the best.
You're not building anything with Matt Ryan.
Yeah, so you wouldn't.
I would not if that's
yeah,
the case.
Yeah, so you wouldn't want
you just
that.
Said, who would I take?
No, no, like you put Matt Ryan in this situation, you're treading water. No. There's nothing to accomplish.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Would you trade Dick? I'm worried about you here because I know where this is going.
Are you
going
to say...
Would you trade Davis Mills for Tua?
Yes. What is your problem? You hate Tua. You don't think Tua is better than Davis Mills, talent-wise. Just tap it in. Put him in that pep offense and let's go. What do you have against Tua Tagovailoa?
Hey, are you trading Davis Mills for Tua?
I would have before the hip injury. Now I would not. No.
All right.
Let me let you in a little secret here that I didn't even know until I just looked it up. So I'm not acting like an authority. Davis Mills is 23.
Yeah.
Tua is 24.
He's 30. If you look at injuries, Tua's 30. Like, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. He's had a hip injury. He's had all these. He's 30. Two is 30.
It says 24 right here.
No. You add six. As soon as you have the hip injury, you add six.
I would absolutely make that trade.
713-572-4610.
And of course, it's going to turn into, why do you hate Davis? I want to just reiterate again. I like Davis Mills. What a great finish to the year that he had considering our expectations. I haven't seen enough. Now, my answer might be different in a year. You're saying right now. Absolutely.
Mills Mafia.
Where is Angry Andy at, man?
Andy, come bring it, Andy.
Mills Mafia coming in strong. Mm-hmm. Would you trade Davis Mills for Carson Wentz?
No.
Would you trade Davis Mills for Daniel Jones?
No. I'm not high on Daniel Jones.
Obviously. Nobody is.
Yeah.
Would you trade Davis Mills for Jameis Winston?
No.
Would you trade Davis Mills for Marcus Mariota or Desmond Ridder?
No, I haven't seen it. Speaking of not seeing enough, I haven't seen enough from at all, obviously, from Ridder, but definitely a no.
Would you trade Davis Mills for Sam Darnold or
what do you
Matt
want?
Corral?
No on Darnold. I'm going to say yes on Corral.
John.
What? You're what? Asking me a question.
What are we doing right now?
How good do you think Davis Mills is?
You're trading him for Matt Corral now?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know you were this low on him.
See, there you go. There you go. And now you're just stirring the pot of the Mills Mafia.
Let's go to Malik. Malik, you're on In the Loop. John Lopez has traded Davis Mills hypothetically for Tua, Malik Willis, and Matt Corral. Go ahead.
Right. So will we trade Nick Cassero for John Lopez at GM? I don't know. I don't think so. I'm gonna be on the opposite side of you, John, on this one. And really, it's coming at Clinton's show. It's like they made the point. They said, look, Davis Mills, the likelihood of him being a successful quarterback is slim to none. They're saying, hey, you know, you need certain pieces around him. You need a better this, better that. And then I'm looking at everything. I'm saying, wait a second. Look at the team we had last year. We had a ragtag band of athletes, and we still put up four, and we should have put up five wins. If we're looking at him, we're saying, okay, we got a little bit better, and we also got talent. When we look at John Manchin, we look at Damian Pierce and other, and even Marlon Mack, and look at the attitude we're playing with our coach, our head coach, coming in with a whole different attitude, and Pep, come on now. So for me, I'm like, guys, chill a second. Davis Mills is in a good situation. We had so many shorts last year. Imagine what we can do with players being on the same page this year. We need to pump the brakes. Davis is on point. I like his decision making. He's a whole lot better. He ain't deep, but it's something about him that I want to see. And
yeah, I mean, I want to see, but damn, he's almost like making me wonder about Mills. Listen to what he just said, though. He just said, you got John Mechie. You got Damian Pierce.
Haven't seen any of them.
And you got, who else did
so,
he
So say? If you're going to make
Marlon
that.
Mack. Marlon Mack was the third best back on his team
look,
last
if
year.
If you're going to make that argument, look at Davis Mills. He's got Mechie and Damian Pierce.
And Marlon Mack.
No, I'm saying but those two in particular.
That's what he said, though.
But if you're going to say Mechie and Damian Pierce,
then don't get mad at me for saying Corral, because we've seen just as much of Corral in the NFL as we've seen those two dudes.
I wouldn't trade Mills for Corral.
And that's fair. That's why we're having this discussion. I happen to think Corral is going to be a good pro.
All right, would you trade Davis Mills for Tom Brady right now?
Just for the entertainment factor, of course. Just to have him in our city. Yes. Even though he's only going to be here like an hour and a half.
Just for the hell of it?
Yeah, just for the hell of it.
So you're just trading Davis Mills for the hell of it now?
Yep.
Would you trade Davis Mills for Justin Fields?
Yes.
Why not? I would too. Yeah. And I don't think Justin Fields is going to be great. Would you trade Davis Mills for Jared Goff?
No.
Would you trade Davis Mills for Kyler Murray?
Yes.
Would you trade Davis Mills for Geno Smith?
No.
Big E, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
What's happening, man? It's Big E. I'm listening to you. I'm way up here in Georgia.
How about
Done,
that?
I don't know what you done spiked in putting this man's water. Mills showed you last year in a 4-win season that would justify you not trading him for half these quarterbacks that have won more games than the NFL.
Who? Who? Tua, Malik Willis?
Back up in the NFL. But do I need him as a starter? Absolutely not. Should we give him a shot? You're 100%. He is a stopgap quarterback. We are waiting to Bryce Young, CJ out of Ohio State come out. There are a lot of good quarterbacks that we got two first rounders and Davis Mills if they want him to trade to get one of those QBs.
No, I'm not. Look, I'm not knocking that. Appreciate you for firing up that Odyssey app in Georgia. You are a good man, my friend. Shout out to Big E. Shout out to everyone on the Odyssey app listening outside of Houston. If you don't have the Odyssey app, what the hell are you doing with your life? We're talking about Tua, Malik Willis, and Matt Corral, though. I'm not talking about Bryce Young and CJ Stroud. You're trading him for freaking Tua.
Yes.
That tells me all I need to know about how you feel about Davis Mills. and I'm not. I think they'll be in the market next year. But Tua?
Yes. He's a year older.
Tua's 30. He had a hip surgery, John.
Okay.
He had a hip surgery.
Have the Dolphins been scared off by that?
They tried to trade for Deshaun in the
middle. Not the new regime.
They tried to trade for Deshaun before we even knew what criminal charges.
Not with the new regime.
Well, not with the new regime, but last year they were.
I mean, they are all in.
Last year, when Tua was a year younger, they were willing to trade for Deshaun.
Yeah, they were. That's the last regime, and they didn't believe in him. This one does, and I think look, Davis Mills, because Landry keeps trying to stir the pot. He had 2,600 yards. He's in 13 games now.
Bro, we're talking about Malik Willis.
What do you know about
Matt Corral?
What do you know about Malik? I know what I've seen, what I think, and you asked me what I think. He had 2,600 yards, 16 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. What exactly have we seen that's saying he's better than those guys?
The fact that he has shown enough to where...
Is that enough?
He's a starting quarterback in the NFL. Like, he's at least one of 32, one of the starters. That's what he's shown me.
How many teams could he start for?
Davis?
Yeah. Seriously.
Holy crap.
That's a good question.
Giants?
No, that's a good question.
He could start for the Giants. Anybody else?
Maybe three. Maybe three.
He wouldn't start with the Bears.
Nah, there'd be a competition between him and Fields.
Who do you have besides the Giants? I'm waiting. Biggie, anybody?
Panthers, Philly? Panthers.
Panthers, Philly.
He ain't starting over Hurts.
I think it'd be a competition.
No way.
He's starting over Geno Smith. He's starting at Panthers or Seahawks. Before Baker Mayfield, he's starting at Panthers or Seahawks.
All right, I'll give you those three.
He's starting Panthers, Seahawks, Giants.
And that's your guy.
And then he can compete with wins.
I don't think he can. Well, maybe. Three teams.
Tony, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Landry, I know you want some attention today, so I'm going to give it to you, brother. There is no. What? What? What has Davis Mills given you? Like, what? Like, what? What has he done for you, Landry? Tell us, because we want to understand your pain.
It's not like I'm sitting here saying he's better than Trevor Lawrence. I said that I wouldn't trade him for Matt Corral, Malik Willis, and Tua. Like, come on. I'm not sitting here saying he's Tom Brady.
But Landry, even not trading him for Malik or Tua is still ludicrous because both of those guys showed you what they could do.
What did Malik Willis show?
Malik Willis has more on tape. He's got more on tape than your boy had coming out of college.
Is what he's saying.
He had more on tape than he had. He had more on tape than your boy had coming out of college. That's the first thing.
Okay. Now, that is true. A 3-year starter, I believe.
I love it, Landry, but you gotta lay off that stuff, man. You gotta lay off of it.
Wait,
so it's not all Mills Mafia.
So Malik Willis, we're serious about this? This is where we're at? I mean, I thought we were sitting here trying to have a discussion about, you know, Davis Mills, you know, versus Bryce Young or versus C.J. Stroud, and I can get down on that. But we're talking about Malik Willis, the guy who lost 5 games at Liberty last year? That Malik Willis?
Yeah.
Are we serious? We trying to be funny?
So you don't think he's good?
He's okay. Mm-hmm. Malik Willis, that's where we're at? Goodness gracious.
And keep in mind, everybody always says the Liberty thing. The only reason he went to Liberty is because he transferred from Auburn. Auburn recruited him and signed him, and he was there a couple of years.
Which is pretty sad.
Well, I don't know who the quarterback was that they
was
picked
it
over
Nix?
Him.
Bo Nix?
Maybe. But it's like, well, this guy.
No, Malik, but he didn't dominate.
But Malik Willis didn't come up.
Yeah, he didn't dominate.
Like a one-star recruit.
He didn't dominate,
he
though.
Signed and played with Auburn and lost the competition. It might have been Bo Nix. But it's not, people like, you know, he's some slug.
Well, he didn't look great last year. He didn't look awesome.
He looked pretty dang good. He looked pretty good to me.
Malik Willis, my goodness. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Text line blowing up. It's 50-50. I'm not going to say you're getting killed. I mean, they're... for as much as we talk about Mills Mafia, there is definitely a strong stable of Mills critics as well. Coming up, Bill O'Brien. He once claimed that he loved Snoop Dogg. Remember that?
I do remember that.
One of the biggest lies that ever has been told in this town. Speaking of Snoop Dogg, Snoop Dogg might be dumber than Bill O'Brien when it comes to a potential trade that he turned down. Round the league next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.